The public is invited to attend this gathering of state cabinet officials, local leaders, and leaders from the minority communities in Summit County. The Multicultural Commission, says co-chair Byron Russell, is headed up by the state lieutenant governor, Spencer Cox, who will speak at Tuesday's meeting. It's meant to address the variety of challenges within these communities in a town hall setting.
So health, education, economic development, and corrections, believe it or not, are areas of interest that we think the community needs to know more about. And we provide resources, or at least we help people understand where resources are, where they can address them. And believe it or not, the Wasatch and Summit County community does have some very difficult challenges. And we thought that there was no place better than the Christian Center of Park City, where those challenges are sometimes met. And the state would love to find a way to help these organizations like the Christian Center do a better job of reaching out to communities who are greatly in need.
He says there are great disparities between these groups and the rest of the Utah community. Russell takes health as an example, saying there's a great difference in life expectancy between the various communities in Utah.
If you just look at the state in general and you look at people's health, there are zip codes that are maybe 5 or 10 miles away where life expectancy might be 15 years difference just because of access to healthy foods, access to affordable food. And as you probably know, and talking to Rob a lot, the Christian Center of Park City does address those needs of communities of people who are not able to receive healthy food, especially.
Education suffers among minorities, and the Multicultural Commission is working to bridge that gap.
Math and science is something that is particularly sorely needed as a means of improving. The Multicultural Commission has had an opportunity to work with private companies and foundations to help us with those goals. For example, Chevron helped the Multicultural Commission create a quarter of a million dollar grant for minority women to get degrees in science. And our job essentially was to communicate to those individuals. And believe it or not, it's hard to make that communication to members of those communities.
He says they have to learn first what the challenges are before the state can determine the priorities and how to fund and give support.
It is important for us to set a priority for education or a priority for health, a priority for making sure that there isn't a track to prison. I mean, those are difficult things to try to solve and achieve. However, we can better understand what is stopping people or what the hurdles are in the way of those who are trying to make a better life for themselves.
The Utah legislature, Russell says, is lagging behind on prioritizing minorities, but he says it's important as the shift in population will tend towards bigger minority populations.
I think it's interesting that the trajectory of our minority communities in 2050 will be less white majority than there will be minorities. That's a concern, I think, to the legislature. It seems to be lagging, and it's a priority agenda. But I think that it's coming to the forefront because those are people who are going to elect our next and future legislators.
Russell says Tuesday's meeting is made up of state and local leaders. That's what gets noticed on a wider forum. He compares it to an endorsement that the Christian Center received from First Lady Michelle Obama.
Having Michelle Obama come and recognize the Christian Center of Park City kind of got in the news, and it actually made an incredible awareness, and I would argue that it has really brought a greater focus of attention on the mission and the vision of the center, which I think is a national model for addressing needs through a faith-based organization that can reach and touch many people who ordinarily wouldn't be.
That's Byron Russell, co-chair of the state's Multicultural Commission. The meeting will be held Tuesday at the Christian Center from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The meeting is open to the public. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.